ओम ज्ञानतिमरन्दस्य ज्ञानञ्जनाशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
So, we are reading in the Srimad Bhagavatam this morning a story about the great devotee, Vritrasura, who appeared in the family of demons. And throughout the Bhagavatam, we find that it doesn't matter where you come from, it matters what's in your heart. So, Vritrasura was actually created by a great Brahmin in a fire yagya in order to avenge his anger at Indra. But when he performed the fire yagya, he pronounced the mantras incorrectly. And instead of getting a big demon that would be the enemy of Indra, he got a demon of whom Indra was the enemy. So you have to be careful in some of these sacrifices. This isn't true with the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, however. Lord Chaitanya said, Nam Nam Akari Bahuda Nija Sarva Shaktis Tatarpita Niyamahita Smarane Nikala Etadrishi Tava Kripa Bhagavan Mat Durdaivam Idrishami Hajani Nan Ragaha. That there's no hard and fast rules for chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And in fact, even if someone doesn't quite pronounce the syllables correctly, or even if the syllables are transposed, if you get somewhere in the ballpark. Of course, devotees are very careful because they've developed a very fine sentiment for the holy name, knowing that it's non-different from Krishna. So they pronounce the syllables, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And they give their attention fully to the holy name. As my good friend Satyadeva always says, that's what we have to give, is our attention. When we give our attention to the holy name, we're present for the holy name. This is love. So, Vritrasura, the great devotee, born in the demon family, how would he be vanquished? He came to kill and destroy. That was his job. That's how he was created. So the demigods had approached the Lord and asked him how to rectify this situation. He said that you go to Dadancha and ask him for a donation. And what kind of donation did he ask Dadancha? For his bones. And the Lord said that don't worry, because Dadancha is a self-realized person. And when you ask him for his body in charity, basically. Did anybody ask you for charity at any time? A little donation? Could we have your body, please? I mean, even people leave their body to science and they hesitate, like, I don't know, you know, even after I'm gone, I'm not sure I want to donate my body, because the body's so precious. And it's like, I don't know what if I would donate my eyes after I die and so forth. But the Dadancha was a self-realized soul, and the demigods were told that if you go and ask him for his body in charity. See, he had a very special body because he had applied the Narayana Kavacha. These are mantras that you can place in different, it's called nyas. You place the mantras like we do when we put on tilak. Om Keshavaya Namaha, Om Narayanaya Namaha, Om Madhavaya Namaha, Om Govindaya Namaha, Om Vishnavaya Namaha, etc. And all these 12 places in the body. So, Dadancha had become expert at placing the Narayana Kavacha. So his body was had a very powerful spiritual aspect to it. And also he was a very advanced devotee. So the idea was that they could take the bones from his body and they would make the thunderbolt. And if you ever see a picture of Indra, you'll notice that he's carrying a thunderbolt as he's riding on his elephant, Airavata. So that's what they did. They went to Dadancha and they asked him for a donation. And they said, just a little donation, little something. What can I help you with? We just need your bones. So at first he protested because he wanted to hear this, the teachings of the demigods about self-realization, about why he should give up his body. So although he fully intended to give that donation, he wanted to hear about self-realization. And in the Gita, Krishna tells Arjuna at the outset that you need not grieve for the body, because you're only inhabiting the body temporarily, but the soul can't be burned, it can't be dried, it can't be cut, it never dies, and so forth. And Dadancha, after giving up his body, became greatly benefited. And this was his logic. When he agreed to give his body, he said, the body's temporary, it can go at any time anyway. Someone can take it away from me at any time. And therefore, preemptively, I'm now giving it as a donation. This rang very true to me. So one time I was in Vrindavan, about 3 years ago, for the Kartik. And every day we walk around Govardhan Hill in the morning, starting at 5:15, and we end up down by Radhakund at about maybe 7 in the morning. And we take a bath in the Radhakund Lake. And so to do so, we put on gamsha, and then we put our clothes on the side, and we go in. And at that time, the sun's coming up, so we sit and chant our morning mantras in the water. That's traditional. You half submerged, and then you say your Gayatri mantras. So as I was doing that, absorbed in the mantra, then I turned around and I noticed that all my clothes were gone, along with whatever I had in my pockets, which was, there I had some rupees. More importantly, I had my notebook. I always carry a notebook in my pocket like this. I buy them at the Tokyo airport. It's called Jet Ace. I recommend. And I had a lot of good notes in there too. And I had a pen. Someone had given me a pen. And I had all kinds of stuff. Anyway, it was just gone and nowhere to be found. Some of the devotees ran around. They thought maybe the monkeys took it, because monkeys do that in Vrindavan. They'll steal glasses or cameras, and they trade them for biscuits and so forth. Either that, or they just take pleasure in twisting them until they break. But the clothes were gone, and I walked home about 5 miles just in a gumsha. And no problem with that, but all the way home I was staying at this ashram that I stay at every year, and I always give them a donation before I leave. And on the way home I was thinking, I'm going to give the donation now, because I had it fresh in my mind that at any moment, anything I have can be taken from me. In fact, it's not mine. It's just in my care temporarily. And the point is, if I'm able to give it away before it's taken, before it goes away on its own course, then there's some credit. And if it's just taken away, all I'll do is lament that I lost something. So this was Dadancha's logic, that while I have full awareness of what I'm doing and I make a choice, let me give it away. I've talked about this in other classes, what I call the VLCs. This means the voluntary life changes. Voluntary life changes, the VLCs. There are little things, there are some big things also that we can do, but starting with little things, we can make decisions, make changes in our life voluntarily. Or they can be imposed upon us. And then, out of a sense of desperation, we may make the change. And Giriraj Maharaj tells a story of how Prabhupada was writing his books, and he was having them translated while he was in India into Marathi, local language in Bombay. And there was a young man who was helping him do that. He was expert in English and Marathi. And his father would also accompany the young man just to meet Prabhupada on a regular basis. The man had a habit of smoking. Not the most glorious of habits, because what's the real use? What do you really get out of smoking? Prabhupada used to laugh about that because he saw Cool cigarettes. That was a big brand. I don't know if it's still around. Is it still available? Cool? No one would know here. Cool cigarettes. So it was called Cool. And Prabhupada saw the advertisement. He said, you're smoking fire. it's smoking and it's fire, and you call it cool. This is Maya's trick, you know. That so where was I? The VLCs. Yeah, so Giriraj Maharaj was off in cool cigarette land. So Giriraj Maharaj was telling how this man, he felt a little embarrassed about this habit. So he had mentioned it to Prabhupada, and he came back the next time, and Prabhupada said, were you able to give that up? And he said, no, I need your special mercy for that. Please ask Krishna, give me special mercy so I can give this up. Prabhupada said, that's possible. You can get special mercy, but it means that Krishna will make you so miserable that you'll be forced to give it up. Would you like special mercy? He said, no. I'll voluntarily do it. So this is the actual excitement of being a human being, that we have this opportunity for these voluntary life changes. And the Vedanta Sutra, the essence of the Vedic wisdom, gives this first statement, atato brahma jignasa. Now that you have the opportunity, take it. Inquire. Make advancement. And tamasi ma jyotirgamai, don't stay in darkness. And interestingly, it's not that far from darkness into light, just as it's not that far from light into darkness. Just a little bit of misuse of independence. But I find that on the becoming aware of the importance of the decisions we make helps us on a regular basis to make those voluntary life changes. And when there's a decision, being aware of what's favorable for my spiritual life and what's not favorable, and then making the choice depending on that, will always take me in the right direction. And therefore, when Rupa Goswami, one of the great teachers of bhakti, defines the process of devotional service, he said it's a sharanagati, it's the path of surrender. So then people say, what is surrender? Sometimes. It's also, we're accustomed to, anyone who's watched a television anywhere in the last 10, 20 years knows about the high-speed chase. Because the President of the United States can be giving the State of the Union address, but if there's a high-speed chase somewhere on the 405 freeway in Los Angeles, they'll cut away from the White House and start showing the chase, because that's a lot more interesting. And then for hours, they show the policeman chasing after this car, and they can, you know, zoom in from the helicopter, and they can see the person in there, and then his mother's at home going, oh no, that's Steve. And then there's four, you know, there's like four police cars chasing him, and then there's 12 with their lights going and everything. Very dramatic, actually. And the person driving, and helicopters, they can see him from up, and you think, where's he going to go? But still this impetus, I'm going to get away. And then they pop his tires. They have all kinds of technology, pop the tires, and then he keeps going, and there's sparks coming out from the rims. And then they're all predicting on the television how long the gas in the car will last. And it goes for quite some time, a lot longer than you'd think, past the E mark. And he sideswipes a few trucks and ends up in a cul-de-sac and has nowhere else to go. So he gets out of the car. And does he give up and surrender? Does he? No, Vaisheshi Gadas, he does not. He gets out and he tries to make a run for it, and he's jumping over brambles and being cut, and then the dogs start chasing him because they don't like you coming in their neighborhood unannounced. And he's running and running, and he tried again, and finally he comes to a wall, and there's no place else for him to go. Thank you. No place else for him to go, and then the police all draw their guns, and they're holding them on, and he's there. Then he falls on the ground, puts his hands flat. So not surrender like that. That's a different kind of surrender. That's not the kind of surrender we're interested in. We want voluntary surrender. That's what's sweet. Because Krishna is given freedom. He's not a religious fanatic. He's not saying in the Bhagavad Gita everything to Arjuna and then say, you surrender or die. I'm an envious God. He says, He says, I've told you how the world works. I've told you how karma works. I've told you how surrender to me works and what the reward is, and you can go anywhere you want. You're a soul. You can make your own decision now. He said, Yateshasitatakuru, now make up your own mind. You do what you like. Now that's enlivening. And Prabhupada also talks about how we follow, those who are very serious about hearing the name of God very carefully, putting their full attention. They try not to do anything that will disrupt their brain waves and their body and their relationship with this sound vibration. So they eschew things like intoxication that tend to take away our power because we're not sure if it's us doing it or the chemical doing it. And they eschew gambling. Not that many people gamble, 5% of the population are compulsive gamblers. And it's even those who aren't do it occasionally, it also is a great distraction. And then there's illicit sex, which means just not being very serious about the whole situation and taking off with anyone anytime, no commitment involved. And then there's what we eat, we are what we eat, and so forth. So being very careful about the diet. So, interestingly, once Prabhupada talked about gambling, he said there's a replacement for gambling in Krishna consciousness. You know, want to know what it is? You can replace gambling? He said, surrender to Krishna. Because then what's going to happen? I don't know. I'm so, I have such a vested interest in the way things are going to turn out and my plans. And I've got it all planned out. And I'm holding everything really close. If not physically in my mind, I've got it all figured out, how I'm keeping everything, no matter how little I have. But then when this idea comes along, just surrender, let it go. And that's a big gamble for me. Isn't it? Like, just surrender, let go, and see if you're protected. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Ananyas chintayantamam ye jana paripasate tesham nityabdyuktanam yoga kshemam bahamyaham. He said that turn your attention towards me exclusively in all the work that you do, in all the ways that that you organize the sound that you hear in life and everything. Center it around me. And ananyas means without any adulteration, with just fully fixing one's mind. Ananyas chintayantamam, fix your mind on me exclusively. And then he says, yoga kshemam bahamyaham. And he said, don't worry about your safety. I'll carry what you lack. I'll personally take care of you. That's an interesting gamble. Like, what is it? Jump and the net will appear. I was reading about William Murray, who took the first expedition, English expedition, up to the peak of Mount Everest, to the top of Mount Everest. It was a big deal. Still a big deal, even now with all kinds of high-tech equipment and everything like that. But he and his crew were thinking about it for a long time. And then he said, right after they decided, I'm going to do this, we're going to do this, no matter what, then all the energy came. And he wrote about that. He quoted Goethe, the German philosopher, saying that that boldness has genius and power and magic in it. Genius has boldness. The boldness has genius and power and magic. Virgil said, fortune favors the bold. And there's nothing more bold that you can do in this life than actually take this voluntary surrender. And nothing more exciting. And what might happen? What might happen is that you become connected exclusively to the divine source, where all the happiness and nectar and beauty is emanating, from whom all these things are emanating. And then there's happiness. In fact, the description of the initial stage of happiness is given in the Bhagavad Gita. If I may, the Sanskrit is Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma. It starts off, this Brahma Bhuta means when one's in a purely spiritual state of consciousness, which doesn't mean, by the way, that one has to give up one's day job. One can work in the world but not be connected to it and can actually see everything's connection to the divine source, Krishna, and not be disturbed by it. But one sees the connection, therefore one's not misusing anything. Brahma Bhuta, spiritual state of consciousness, prasanatma. Krishna says the first symptom is happiness. joyfulness. This is the symptom of actual engagement in surrender and spiritual life, which means I'm happy and I don't know why. I'm happy for no reason. This is joy. I'm just happy. Nothing happened. And nothing actually has to happen because we're already something that's so significant and complete that if I discover what I am already, then there's an immediate sense of happiness and relief also, because it's a burden to carry around all the things that I carry mentally. And through my idea that I own so many things, they become a problem for me. I have to maintain them. I have to worry about them and so forth. But this idea, Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma, I realize I'm spiritual. I'm beyond the body that I'm now inhabiting. I have nothing to do with it. The Vedas say, asango hyayam purushaha, that you have nothing, you really have no connection to this world. Only the connection that you make through desire. And yes.
I was also reflecting the same verse you are mentioning from my Uddhava Gita. I was giving a seminar on Friday, so there is one.
You verse. Gave a seminar on Uddhava Gita?
Uddhava Gita, yeah.
Did you announce it?
Or no, it's just Facebook announcement.
Oh, I'm sorry I missed it. All right,
so what's the point is in 11th canto is the discourse between the Avadhuta and the Yadu. There is a guru he has mentioned from the eagle or the hawk. He said that there are one eagle, the weaker eagle, got a meat, a piece of meat, and there are the stronger eagle. They are trying to chase around the meat piece because the eagle has possessed. But finally found out there is no way, so he left that meat piece. And then he felt great relief because they're not after him
That's
now.
That's good, yeah.
So he is something else. So it's basically the anxiety, how we really relieve from yourself, then nobody is after you. You are yourself independent.
Nice.
Very nice.
Perfect application. This is a section in the Bhagavatam, this book, the Srimad Bhagavatam, that we talk about a lot. And it's one of our main, it is the main bhakti scripture. And there's this very interesting section in the latter part of the Bhagavatam. There's 12 cantos, 18,000 verses. They're very poetical and beautiful. They've been translated from Sanskrit into English. And in the section that Bali Mardan Prabhu, who is a great scholar of the Bhagavatam, has brought up is just that there's this sage wandering in the wilderness, and the king meets him, and the king says, who are you and what are you doing? And he realizes that he's a great advanced sage. So he said, how did you become enlightened? And the sage said, I'm taking help from all my gurus. And so King Yadu says, so I don't see anybody. Where are your gurus? You're in the wilderness. And he said, oh, I have 24 gurus. And he begins to name them. He said, well, first there's the earth. And from the earth I learned tolerance, because people, they declare wars all the time. They're spilling blood on the earth, and they're also mining deep into the earth. And the earth simply tolerates and gives up, you know, whatever bounty is there and so forth. And he said, then also the tree. From the tree I learned tolerance. The tree keeps giving no matter, even if someone is cutting the tree down, then it gives its fuel and so forth. And always giving. And then he mentions arrow maker. Once, while walking through a village, he saw the arrow maker who was sitting, and he was making arrows. When you make them by hand, now they're machine made, I'm sure, but he had to be very precise, because if it's a little bit off, then the arrow won't fly straight. So the arrow maker in his trade, he was totally focused. So as he was sitting there, the king and his retinue had come through the city with a big band playing and elephants and everything that goes along with the king. And an hour later, after it had passed, someone comes, did you see the king? And the arrow maker said, no. What king? Because he was so fixed on the arrow. And he learned from that the power of concentration and meditation and so forth. And this Karari hawk that Bali Mardan Prabhu had mentioned had just found on its own right a piece of meat, and then it was about to take it home, and the two other hawks assailed him and said, give it up or die. So he said, all right, I'll give it up. And just after giving up, it's such a simple lesson, but it's just giving it up, he felt peace. And now I'm happy. You want to grab a harmonium? We're counting down the minutes until the arrival of Sri Mukunda Datta. He's a pundit. A pundit means a great learned person who has studied Sanskrit and knows it very well and also has gone deeply into the scriptures. And he lives in Vrindavan, India, the holy place of Krishna's birth. And he travels around the world teaching about the science of Krishna consciousness. He's also, besides being a very learned person, he's also a great musician. He sings like a nightingale. And he can play any instrument. Have we got everyone's interest now? He can play any instrument. He can play this drum expertly and harmonium. Whatever you give him, he can play very nicely and sing. So when he comes here, we'll give him a rousing welcome and invite him. Because when the audience is very enthusiastic when someone comes, then they'll want to speak even more. So we want to draw out of him as much as possible. And we'll try to get him to sing also. And now, as he's approaching, it could be even 5 minutes away. I'm not sure. We're checking on his progress. We're going to sing, since we have Priya Kishori here, who's also expert at so many things. We'll sing the Hare Krishna mantra. And Keshava, we've flown in Keshava all the way from Portland, Oregon. He's also a child prodigy when it comes to instruments, especially madunga and kartals. Do we have kartalas? We need at least a couple. Okay. One only? Two? Three. First, I'm going to sing a couple of mantras that are like invocation, and then we'll sing the Hare Krishna mantra. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Sri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Radhara Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Anand Pri Kishori Harmonium Keshava Madanga. Let's hear for the Kartal players, for the Hare Krishna singers. If I go to Haribol, 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 and I go to Haribol. Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman, hey, Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman.